Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And have you been polled? We are teaming with the Huffington Post to learn more about how pollsters operate and how they reach their conclusions, conclusions that often fuel the very races they're supposed to be analyzing. If you've ever been polled and are willing to fill out a 5-minute questionnaire, go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show for the polling project. Well, now we conclude our weekly Thursday visits for the month of November from Leroy Chapman, editor of The State, the largest daily newspaper in South Carolina. We've been looking closely at the issues in both party primaries there in that very important early primary state, one of the most conservative Christian evangelical Republican states, and on the Democratic side, one with half the Democratic primary voters expected to be African American, probably the highest percentage in the nation. Hi, Leroy. Welcome back to WNYC.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. And let me jump right back into last night's Republican YouTube debate on CNN. Here is a question that they got about race.
Hi, my name is David McMillan, and I'm from Los Angeles, California. On a variety of specific issues, gay marriage, taxes, the death penalty, immigration, faith-based initiatives, school vouchers, school prayer, many African Americans hold fairly conservative views. And yet, we overwhelmingly vote Democrat in most elections. So my question to any of the Republican candidates here is, why don't we vote for you?
So why don't we vote for you, Rudy Giuliani?
We probably haven't done a good enough job as a party in pointing out that our solutions, our philosophy, is really the philosophy that would be the most attractive to the overwhelming majority of people in the African-American and Hispanic community. Whether they are upper middle class, rich, middle class, or poor, the good education is something that everyone in all these communities and all communities want. The idea of choice and education is something that would totally turn around education in this country. It's something that large percentages of African-American, Hispanic parents support. I found that one of the best was moving people off welfare. I moved 640,000 people off welfare, most of them to jobs. I changed the welfare agency into a job agency.
So Leroy Chapman, editor of The State, South Carolina's largest daily newspaper, is that why African Americans down there don't vote for Republicans?
Well, African Americans have a history here with the Republican Party that dates back to integration that has not been forgotten, and there are still vestiges of it in South Carolina in many ways. Some of the architects of the old Southern strategy, you know, this is the home of Lee Atwater, who is one of those guys, Strom Thurmond, of course, who was former senator. So the Republican Party, when it began trying to get a foothold into the South, it preyed on the integration fears of whites, and that's just not been forgotten.
So let me play Mike Huckabee's answer to that same question.
Sure.
And get your impression as to whether this is going down any better among the South Carolina African-American electorate.
Well, according to your network's exit polls, some 48% of the African Americans in my state did, in fact, vote for me, which is unusually high for African Americans voting for Republican. Here's the reason why. Because I asked for their vote, and I didn't wait till October, the election year, to do it. And while I was governor, I tried to make sure that we included people not only in appointments and employment, but also in the programs that would truly make a difference, like putting disproportionate amounts of help for health problems specifically targeted to African Americans, like hypertension and AIDS and diabetes. So there's a reason, and I just want to express that our party had better reach out, not just to African Americans, but to Hispanics and to all people of this country. I don't want to be a part of a Republican Party that is a tiny, minute, and ever decreasing party, but one that touches every American from top to bottom, regardless of race.
So, Leroy, do you feel like you've heard that before, or is that a different kind of answer for you?
Heard it before, but you don't really see it in action. What we've seen here is, I think John McCain is the only candidate, for instance, who has gone to what I would say a venue that, you know, where you're particularly targeting African Americans, that you're campaigning somewhere where you know they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
He did go to South Carolina State University, which is a historically black college. No other Republican has made the South Carolina State campaign stop, or have they spent much time in some of the majority black counties in South Carolina. South Carolina has 46 counties, and I think there's roughly 13, 14, 15 counties that are majority black. The Democrats, on the other hand, have spent lots of time in those majority black counties. But
well, that's who's going to vote in their primaries.
Absolutely.
But so McCain has Huckabee?
Huckabee, to my knowledge, has not. In fact, it's funny you ask. I just was looking at the map of kind of where they've been, and they've been in the vote-rich counties. So those vote-rich counties are pretty diverse, but they're still majority white counties.
Vote-rich for the Republican primaries.
Yes, absolutely. Those are would be in the upstate. But he has been to the Midlands a great deal, too. But that's just to put our biggest metro area. So you have to campaign there if you're going to campaign in South Carolina.
Right.
But so some of the coastal areas have been some of the coastal areas where there's money, too. So Hilton Head and Charleston, those places where there's lots of Republican votes and dollars. They spent a lot of time there, too.
Just curious, you told us 2 weeks ago that half the voters in the Democratic primary there will probably be African American. What percentage of Republican primary voters will be African American?
Well, we did some recent polling and asking that question of African Americans, and roughly about 3% said, I'll consider voting in the Republican primary. So minuscule.
Last we spoke 2 weeks ago, Romney and Thompson were leading the Republican polls in South Carolina with Giuliani close behind. Has that changed?
That has changed, according to a poll that was released just yesterday. The breakdown is Romney is at the top with 17%. Thompson is second with 15%. And a surging Huckabee is now third at 13%. McCain's at 11, and Giuliani has dropped all the way down to 9. Now, that's a poll that of roughly about 500 voters that was conducted by Clemson University, and that survey was done just 2 weeks ago.
And just from a horse race standpoint, those are very interesting numbers to me, because if you look at the calendar, if Huckabee wins Iowa, he still presumably won't win New Hampshire. But then they go next to your early southern state, South Carolina, and if he does well there, then he establishes himself as a major national candidate in at least two regions.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that would be a huge coup for him. He of course, is. It's been an uphill climb for him, but he's come on late, and he's surged of late, and we've had a lot of interest in him of late that I've seen here, and a lot of activity here, and he's visited. He was here just this past weekend, and he seems to be captivating the public a little bit. Doesn't take himself too seriously, but he always reminds the voters here that he is a Southerner. He's a Baptist minister, so he shares their values. But he appeared here at a campaign event with Ric Flair, who is a former professional wrestler. So he doesn't take himself too seriously, and drew a lot of attention because of that. But he's been able to I think, really ingratiate himself with a lot of people.
Well, one of the questions in last night's YouTube debate was specifically about Southerners and Southern culture. The questioner showed a Republican flag, showed a Confederate flag, and asked the Republican candidates what they thought it meant. And we're going to play the answers of the two leaders in South Carolina, who I think were the only two who got to respond, Romney and Thompson.
Right now, with the kinds of issues we got in this country, I'm not going to get involved in a flag like that. That's not a flag that I recognize or that I would hold up in my room. The people of our country have decided not to fly that flag. I think that's the right thing. My own view is that this country can go beyond that kind of stuff, and that instead we can do as a party what we need to do, which is to reach out to all Americans.
I know that everybody who just hangs a flag up in their room like that is not racist. I also know that for a great many Americans, it's a symbol of racism. So therefore, as a public place, he's free to do whatever he wants to in his home. As far as a public place is concerned, I am glad that people have made the decision not to display it as a prominent flag symbolic of something at a state capitol. As a part of a group of flags or something of that nature, you know, honoring various service people at different times in different parts of the country, I think that's different. But as a nation, we don't need to go out of our way to be bringing up things to certain people in our country that's bad for them.
So Leroy Romney and Thompson both were down on the idea of flying the Confederate flag in public. Was that an issue that was particularly pertinent to South Carolina?
Oh, absolutely. One of the biggest fights that we've had in our recent history is about the flying of the Confederate flag. And what happened in 2000 is that there was a compromise to bring it off the top of the Capitol Dome, and it flied with the American flag and, of course, state flag in a position of sovereignty up top. But the compromise brought it down to a soldier's monument, but it is at the foot of the steps of the Capitol building, and it's certainly far more visible if you're driving by the Capitol, but it does still fly here. And there has been grumblings even since then because it's off the dome, but it's certainly in your face a little bit more. So that is a huge issue here. The legislature here has resisted at every moment moving it anymore, and they've wanted to hold firm to the compromise, but there are people who are still trying to move the flag. Now, if you're a Republican in the state, that's a litmus test issue. You immediately get yourself some motivated opposition if you say, I do not believe the Confederate flag should fly. In fact, Steve Spurrier, the football coach here at South Carolina, mentioned that very issue, and there was an organized effort to embarrass Mr. Spurrier. In fact, just this past week, there was a flyover with the Confederate flag where they're still talking about that, and he said that almost a year ago. So wow. Those people don't forget.
So did Romney and Thompson give the answers that Republican primary voters want to hear on that?
Oh, a segment of Republican primary voters probably agree with them, but there is a segment that is loud and vocal who vehemently disagree, and because of that will not vote for them. No question.
Just based on that answer last night?
Just based on that answer alone. They could agree with them on every other issue, but because of that issue, there's a segment of the Republican primary voters who will not vote for them.
Any idea how big that segment is?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, it's nowhere near a majority. I mean, but I think it's in tight races, any significant amount of votes that you lose are going to hurt you. You know, those same folks like to claim credit for several years ago, the governor who proposed taking the flag down originally was a Republican governor who became a one-term governor, and those folks took a lot of credit for him losing his reelection bid. And I think certainly they had impact. So it's significant enough that in a tight race it could certainly turn the election, because in the tight race that Republican governor did not get support from you know, literally thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of South Carolina voters who care deeply about the flag.
Hundreds of thousands. So should we assume that Romney and Thompson, even though they're at the top of the pack in South Carolina right now and they both desperately want to win the South Carolina primary, had a larger political agenda last night with that answer and were kind of looking past your state?
Yes, I think that answer was for a national audience, not a South Carolina audience. And I'm not implying that they would answer differently if they were in South Carolina, but certainly you have to think that was part of the answer, because it had to be considering other parts of the country who do not have the same relationship with the Confederate flag that we do.
We have a few more minutes with Leroy Chapman, editor of The State, the largest newspaper in South Carolina. He's been our special guest for the month of November, coming on every Thursday to talk about the primary contest there and the issues and the values of voters on both sides of the aisle in both primaries. And we've been talking about the Republicans for almost our whole time this morning because of the debate last night. Let's just touch on the Democrats before we run out of time. I understand that South Carolina is one of the three states, I think it is, that Oprah Winfrey is going to visit in support of Barack Obama.
Yes, Oprah's on in South Carolina, and it's really interesting. There's a lot of excitement. My wife even told me that if I can get her a ticket to this event, I'd have to buy a Christmas gift. So,
can you do it? You're pretty connected.
Well, that gives you an indication of just the excitement with Oprah. So the question becomes, can she move the needle? The polling I talked about with the Republicans showed a tightening race also with Democrats. So the visit comes at a time where the race is tightening. Hillary Clinton has been a double-digit leader here forever, it seems. But the Clemson polling that was released yesterday showed the race tightening, and says that she's pulled almost within that Barack Obama's pulled almost within a statistical tie of Hillary Clinton. So things are getting tighter here, and I think looking at the demographics of who's going to vote in the Democratic primary, Oprah Winfrey appeals to both. I mean, more than half of the voters will be women. More than half of the voters will be black. Of course, black women will be the overlap, but you're talking about just demographically two groups that hold Ms. Winfrey in pretty high esteem.
And for people who might casually assume that her appeal is primarily to African Americans, and that this would rally some portion of the black electorate to Obama. Look at her TV ratings. I read
a stat,
7 million viewers, and out of them, almost 6 million are women.
Mm-hmm.
That's an astounding gender breakdown.
It is, and it's you know, the thing with Oprah Winfrey is that you know, celebrity endorsements, people argue about their worth. With her, she's been able to move the needle certainly commercially with products, because with her book club and
right.
the Oprah's favorite things, the electronic
right.
show and other things, that those things they have an expectation that the mere mention
right.
or the blessing.
But I wouldn't want to make too much of it. We did a call in on the Oprah effect, and there was as much backlash as there was support, saying no, if this is the way they're going to do it, you know. So we will see, and we have to leave it there, and we will
sure.
leave it up to the electorate from here. This has been really fun and super informative, Leroy, these four Thursdays in November. So thanks so much for taking so much time
hey,
for
man.
The New York
I've enjoyed
audience.
It. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.